You walk into a loud room with a hot smell and a rush on the job. The client wants an answer, not a story. You lift the thermal camera and let the scene settle. A cold return duct looks fine to the eye. The screen shows a jagged line of heat across the seam. You tag it, then slide to the panel where the air handler feeds. One breaker nose reads 10 degrees hotter than its neighbors. You do not guess. You confirm load, note the delta, and step back to safe distance. The camera tells you where to look. Your meters tell you what is true. Now the plan is simple. Fix the leak at the seam. Address the loose connection at the breaker. Schedule follow-up under steady load. The room is still loud. The clock is still moving. But you have proof in your hand. That is the wind thermal imaging gives you when you set it up right. Chapter 1, IR Basics and Safety. Hook, one line, the job and the win. See heat, trust the numbers, and stay safe every minute. Scope, where this applies and where it does not. This chapter covers what a thermal camera measures, how emissivity and reflections change readings, and how to control focus and image span so your results make sense. Use this for routine checks on electrical gear, HVAC surfaces, motors, and walls. Do not use this as a standalone verdict on moisture, charge, or load. Pair IR with meters and follow local code. Safety, PPE, lockout or tagout, hot surfaces, gases. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep clear of live parts. Lock out and tag out before opening panels. Treat every enclosure as live until you prove zero with an approved meter. Ventilate if you scan near combustion equipment. Keep the camera strap around your wrist so it cannot fall into gear. Tools and materials, short list, exact sizes. Thermal camera with manual focus. Electrical lockout kit. Non-contact thermometer for quick ambient readings. Black electrical tape for emissivity targets. Small piece of clean aluminum foil for reflection checks. Painter's tape and marker for tags. Notebook for numbers and conditions. Setup. Quick checks before you start. Power on the camera and let it stabilize for a minute. Set the palette you plan to keep for the site. Set emissivity to 0.95 as a safe start for most painted or matte surfaces. Note ambient temperature and any noticeable wind or air flow. Clear your path so you can move without reaching across hot or live parts. Steps numbered. Confirm what IR sees. A thermal camera reads infrared radiation from a surface. It does not look through metal or glass. It shows surface heat patterns that hint at what is going on below. Control emissivity first. High emissivity surfaces like matte paint and taped spots give truer numbers. Low emissivity surfaces like shiny copper or aluminum throw your reading off. Place a small square of black electrical tape on the target. Read the tape, not the shine. Defeat reflections. Shiny metal can mirror a hot motor or your own body. Hold a small piece of foil near the target and look for a strong mirrored source in the image. If you see it, change your angle until the reflection drops away, or read the taped spot. Set focus and IFOV. Turn the focus ring until edges look sharp. Keep the instantaneous field of view in mind. If the spot is smaller than the pixel footprint at your distance, the reading blends with what is around it. Move closer until the target fills several pixels. Set span and level on purpose. Auto span can hide small deltas. Lock a manual span that frames the expected range. Keep it the same across similar shots so you can compare images later. Watch the air. Fast air flow and wind strip heat and cool hot spots. Note fans, vents, and drafts. Read with the same air flow when you take follow-up images. Approach panels with a plan. Stand to the side. Open the door only after lockout or tagout, unless live work is allowed under your policy and code. Verify zero before you move closer. Keep one hand free and steady the camera with the other. Record conditions with each image. Note ambient temperature, distance, emissivity setting, and any air flow. Tag the image with the location and component name. Verify tests, meter readings, soap test, torque spec. Pick one surface with tape and one shiny surface nearby. Read both. The taped spot should give a stable number. The shiny spot should swing as you change angle. This proves you are seeing radiation, not guessing. If you scan a breaker row, take one clamp meter reading on the suspect leg. Numbers should agree with the heat pattern. Target reading is a clear delta above neighbors that stays steady when you hold the span. If the delta vanishes with angle change, it was reflection. Common fails, three quick gotchas and fixes. A shiny lies, you read chrome or bare copper head-on. Fix, read the taped spot or change angle. Soft focus, you rush the focus and blur the pattern. Fix, refocus until edges are crisp, then reshoot. Wild span, auto span hides the delta. Fix, lock a manual span and keep it consistent. Document, what to photo or log for inspectors and warranty. Capture a wide shot for context, a tight shot of the target, and a visible light photo of the same part. Include tags in frame. Log ambient temperature, emissivity setting, and distance. Note wind or air movement if present. Recap, three bullets the listener can repeat. A read surfaces, not through them. Control emissivity and angle. Focus tight, lock span, and fill the spot with pixels. Safety first every time. Lock out, verify zero, then scan. Chapter 2, set it right. Hook, one line, lock in your setup so readings match week to week. Scope, this chapter covers field setup and quick calibration so your camera gives repeatable numbers. You set emissivity with a tape test, estimate reflected temperature with foil, log background inputs, control distance and spot size, and standardize settings for handoffs between cameras and operators. This is for routine electrical, mechanical, HVAC, and envelope checks. It does not set load rules or diagnose patterns for motors or coils. Safety, wear eye protection and gloves. Keep clear of moving parts and live conductors. Lock out and tag out before you touch any enclosure. Treat gear as live until you prove zero with a meter. Do not place tape or foil on energized parts. Tools and materials. Thermal camera with manual emissivity and manual span. Black electrical tape, 1 inch wide. Clean aluminum foil, small sheet. Contact surface thermometer for safe reference surfaces. Painter's tape and marker for labels. Notebook or job form. A small tripod for steady framing if needed. Setup. Power on and let the camera stabilize for 1 minute. Choose one palette for the whole site and stick with it. Start with auto span to see the range. Then switch to manual span and set a tight window that frames the targets you expect. Set emissivity to 0.95 as a starting point for matte surfaces. Note ambient temperature and any drafts. Steps. Step 1. Place a tape patch. On a safe, de-energized matte surface near your target, place a 1-inch square of black electrical tape. Let it sit for 2 minutes so it matches the surface temperature. Step 2. Set emissivity by the tape test. Aim at the tape patch. Read the tape with the camera. Read the same spot with the contact thermometer. Adjust the camera emissivity until the two readings match within 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Repeat, within 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 3. Estimate reflected apparent temperature. Crumple a small piece of foil and smooth it lightly so it is dull, not mirror bright. Hold it near the target on a safe surface. Aim the camera at the foil and read the apparent temperature. Enter that value in the reflected temperature field in the camera. This number sets how the camera subtracts background reflections. Step 4. Confirm distance and spot. Make a 1-inch tape square on a safe surface. Back away until the square fills at least 3 pixels across. If it is smaller, you are too far. Move closer until the square fills more pixels and the edges look crisp. Keep that distance in mind for similar parts. Step 5. Lock focus and span. Turn the focus until edges are sharp. Set a manual span that brackets your targets. Use the same span for all images in this series, so the deltas are comparable. Step 6. Standardize settings for handoffs. Write down emissivity, reflected temperature, palette, span, distance, and ambient temperature. If a second camera will be used, copy these values and repeat the tape and foil checks with that camera. Step 7. Prove repeatability. Take an image of the tape patch and a nearby matte surface. Wait 5 minutes. Take the same images again with the same span and distance. Numbers should match within 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Repeat, within 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 8, label and tag. Use painter's tape and a marker to tag panels or assets. Annotate each image with location, component, emissivity, reflected temperature, ambient temperature, and distance. Verify, you are set up right when 3 checks pass. 1. The tape test and contact thermometer agree within 2 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. Changing your viewing angle over a shiny surface swings the reading, while the taped surface stays steady. 3. A second operator or a second camera, using the same settings, records the same target within 3 degrees Fahrenheit. Repeat, within within 3 degrees Fahrenheit. Common fails and fixes. Copying settings from the last job without a fresh tape and foil check. Fix by repeating both checks on every site. Letting auto span ride during comparisons. Fix by locking a manual span and leaving it alone. Standing too far back, so the IFOV blends the spot with its background. Fix by moving closer until the target fills multiple pixels and the focus is crisp. Document. Record emissivity, reflected temperature, palette, span, ambient temperature, distance, focus note, and the results of the tape and foil checks. Capture a wide context image and a tight target image. Add a visible light photo of the same target from the same angle. Note operator name and camera model for traceability. Recap, set emissivity with a tape patch and prove it with a thermometer. Enter a Rayall reflected temperature from the foil method. Lock focus and span, control distance, and write down the settings so any camera and any operator can match your numbers. Chapter 3, Panels Under Load. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Read a live lineup fast, find the true hotspot, and prove why it is hot. Scope, where this applies and where it does not. Use this chapter for routine thermal scans of electrical panels, breakers, lugs, bus bars, and feeders in light commercial and residential work. You use comparisons on like parts under similar load to spot abnormal heat. This chapter does not cover motors, bearings, ducts, or moisture calls. Follow local code and your company policy. Safety, PP, lockout or tagout, hot surfaces, gases. Wear eye protection and voltage-rated gloves. Stand to the side when you open a door. Treat all gear as energized until you prove zero with an approved meter. If live work is not allowed, install and use IR view windows or schedule scans under safe conditions. Keep tools secured so nothing can fall into the cabinet. Never add tape or foil inside an energized panel. Tools and materials, short list, exact sizes. Thermal camera with manual focus and manual span. Clamp meter rated for the system. Voltage tester for prove zero. Insulated screwdriver for cover work under lockout or tagout. Painter's tape and marker for labels. Notebook for readings and conditions. Setup. Quick checks before you start. Confirm safe access and lighting. Ask about typical load on this gear. Plan to scan when the system carries at least 40% of normal load. Note ambient temperature. Choose one palette for the whole site. Start an auto span to see the range, then lock a manual span that frames expected temperatures. Steps numbered. Approach in position. Stand offset from the door swing. Open the cover per policy. Keep one hand free. Keep your face out of the line of fire. If you cannot work live by policy, use an IR window or stop and reschedule. Start with a wide read. Sweep the entire panel from top to bottom. Let the image settle. Look for parts that are clearly warmer than neighbors of the same type and size. Compare like to like. Check breakers on the same phase and of the same rating. Compare lugs that share the same duty. Use the neighbors as your baseline. Do not compare a small lighting breaker to a large heat pump breaker. Check load with a meter. Clamp the feeder or branch that looks warm if it is safe and allowed. Record amperage. A higher load can explain a small temperature rise. If the load is low and the part is hot, suspect resistance at a joint. Read the connection points. Focus on breaker noses, lugs, and the first inch of conductor insulation. Hot noses often mean poor internal contact. Hot lugs often mean loose or corroded terminations. Hot insulation a short distance from a lug can hint at strand damage. Watch neutrals and harmonics. Scan the neutral bar. In some buildings, non-linear loads stack heat on neutrals. A neutral that runs hotter than paired hots is a warning. Verify with amperage on the neutral. Decide by delta, not absolute. Record the temperature of the suspect part and the temperature of a similar neighbor under similar load. The difference is your delta. A small delta with high load may be normal. A large delta with modest load points to a fault. Set the action. If a termination shows a clear delta and the load is normal, plan to de-energize, inspect, and torque to spec. If a breaker face is much hotter than peers, plan to replace after you prove load and wiring are correct. If load drives the heat, plan a load balance or capacity change. Verify. Tests and readings. Target reading is a stable delta above similar parts that stays visible when you lock the span and hold focus. Confirm amperage on the hot and on the neutral if relevant. After any tighten or replace, repeat the scan under similar load. The delta should drop to near the neighbors. If the heat remains without load, stop and escalate. Common fails. Three quick gotchas and fixes. Hot by reflection. A shiny breaker face mirrors a nearby transformer. Fix by changing angle and reading a matte area. Mix comparisons. You compare different breaker sizes or phases. Fix by matching rating and phase before you judge. No load. You scan at a low load and miss an intermittent fault. Fix by scanning during peak or planned load, at least 40%. Document. What to photo or log for inspectors and warranty. Take a wide panel shot, then a tight thermal of the suspect part, then a visible light match from the same angle. Log ambient temperature, span, emissivity setting, amperage on the circuit, and your delta to a named neighbor. Tag the panel and circuit with tape and marker so the repair crew can find it fast. Recap, three bullets the listener can repeat. Compare like parts under real load and judge by delta. Tie heat to amperage to separate load from resistance. Approve the fix by a follow-up scan under similar conditions. Chapter 4, Heat in Motion. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Spot friction heat fast and separate mechanical trouble from electrical stress. Scope, where this applies and where it does not. Use this chapter for motors, pumps, fans, belt drives, couplings, gearboxes, and drive enclosures. You read housings, bearings, couplings, and cases under steady load. You do not diagnose refrigerant or duct patterns here. You do not guess moisture. Pair images with meters and vibration. Safety, PP, lockout or tagout, hot surfaces, gases. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep loose clothing clear of moving parts. Lockout and tagout before removing guards or touching couplings. Treat every enclosure as live until you prove zero with a meter. Do not place tape on rotating parts. Tools and materials, short list, exact sizes. Thermal camera with manual focus and span. Clamp meter sized for motor full load amperes. Simple vibration meter or pen. Contact thermometer for ambient. Straight edge for quick alignment checks. Black electrical tape for non-rotating matte targets. Painter's tape and marker for labels. Notebook for numbers, speed, and load notes. Setup. Quick checks before you start. Ask for a steady load. Note speed, product flow, or fan setting. Let the machine run 10 minutes, if safe, so heat stabilizes. Set one pallet for the job. Start an auto span to see the range, then lock a manual span. Set emissivity to 0.95 for painted housings. Use a taped mat spot on shiny covers or shaft collars that do not spin. Steps numbered. Frame the whole machine. Take a wide image that shows motor body, both bearing housings, coupling or sheaves, and the driven load. Note ambient temperature, speed, and any drafts from fans. Read the motor body. Focus on the stator area between end bells. A healthy motor often shows an even band across the body. A sharp hot patch on one side can hint at a winding issue or blocked cooling. Compare to a similar motor if one is nearby. Compare bearings, drive end to non-drive end. Read the bearing housings near the end bells. Record the temperatures and the difference. A small delta can be normal. A large delta with steady load points to misalignment, poor lubrication, or overtension. Verify with vibration. Check the coupling or sheaves. For a coupling, scan both hubs and the guard exterior. One hub hotter than the other suggests misalignment. For belts, scan both sheaves and the belt track. A hot belt with cooler sheaves hints at slip or low tension. A hot small sheave and cool large sheave can mean overload at the small diameter. Scan the shaft collars and seal zones. Aim at fixed collars or nearby mat points. Heat near a seal can indicate friction from misalignment or a dry seal. Use tape on a safe non-rotating spot to avoid shiny error. Open the airflow question. Look for blocked vents or a failed fan on the motor. A rear shroud that runs hot with little pattern on the body can mean no airflow. Clear debris. If the internal fan is missing or broken, schedule repair. Read the drive enclosure. If a variable frequency drive is present, scan the enclosure face and exhaust. Hot spots near filters or fans point to poor ventilation. A hot corner can hint at a stressed module. Do not open live gear unless policy and code allow. Log the pattern and escalate. Tie image to numbers. Clamp the motor leads if safe. Record phase currents. Look for imbalance. A phase current imbalance greater than 10% raises concern. Repeat, greater than 10%. Match high current to heat at the drive end if the load is heavy. Pair high vibration with a hot bearing to confirm friction. Verify, tests, meter readings, pass or fail. Target is a smooth motor body pattern, modest delta between end bells and balanced phase currents. Bearings should not show a sudden spike compared to ambient without a cause. If the belt track shows a bright band and speed drops under load, tension, or wear is likely. After alignment or tension work, rescan. The bearing delta should drop. Vibration should drop as well. If heat stays high with balanced current and good alignment, escalate for internal inspection. Common fails, three quick gotchas and fixes. Reading moving shine, you measure a glossy shaft and chase reflections. Fix, read matte housings or taped fixed collars. Startup chase, you skim right after start and misread warm-up. Fix, wait for a steady 10-minute run when safe. Span drift, auto span hides a small delta at the bearing. Fix, lock a manual span across all images on the job. Document, what to photo or log for inspectors and warranty. Capture a wide image of the machine, a tight image of each bearing housing, and a tight image of the coupling or sheaves. Add a visible light photo from the same angles. Log ambient temperature, span, emissivity, speed, phase currents, vibration reading, and the drive setting. Label the motor tag data and date. Recap, three bullets the listener can repeat. Compare drive end to non-drive end and confirm with vibration. Belt or coupling heat points to tension or alignment, not windings. Match the image with phase currents and rescan after the fix. Chapter 5, Fast HVAC Reads. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Find the fault path in minutes by reading lines and coils the right way. Scope, where this applies and where it does not. Use this chapter for quick triage on split systems, package units, and reach-ins in cooling mode. You map suction and liquid lines, read coil faces, spot duct losses, and sort airflow problems from charge problems. This is not full commissioning. You still confirm with gauges, probes, and pressure readings. Safety, PP, lockout or tagout, hot surfaces, gases. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep hands clear of fans. Lock out and tag out before removing panels. Treat refrigerant as a burn and frostbite hazard. Ventilate the area when you suspect a leak. Do not place tape on moving parts. Tools and materials, short list, exact sizes. Thermal camera with manual focus and manual span. Clamp meter for blower and condenser fan amps. Smart temperature probes for suction and liquid lines. Psychrometer for supply and return air. Static pressure manometer with tubing. Soap solution for leak screening. Painter's tape and marker. Notebook for readings and conditions. Setup. Quick checks before you start. Set the system to run for at least 10 minutes so temperatures stabilize. Note outdoor and indoor ambient temperatures. Choose one pallet for the whole call. Start in auto span to see the range, then lock a manual span that frames coil and line temperatures. Set emissivity to 0.95 for insulated or painted surfaces. Use a small taped mat spot on bare copper that does not move. Steps numbered. Log the air numbers first. Measure supply and return air with the psychrometer. Record the temperature difference. For comfort, cooling a healthy difference often lands near 15 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit when the load and airflow are correct. Say the numbers out loud and write them down. Map the suction line. Scan the suction line from the evaporator outlet toward the compressor. A healthy suction line reads cool and even. A warm suction line with poor cooling at the coil face points to low load or low charge. Insulation gaps show as warm bands. Fix the insulation before judging the charge. Map the liquid line. Scan the liquid line leaving the condenser. It should be warmer than outdoor air and cooler than compressor discharge. A very hot liquid line with a hot condenser face suggests poor condenser airflow or a heavy heat load. Clean the coil. Confirm the condenser fan direction and speed. Read the evaporator coil face. Open the return side safely. From a distance, scan the coil face. A clean, well-fed coil shows an even cool gradient from the entering edge to the leaving edge. Cold stripes or patchy cold zones point to a plugged filter, a matted coil, or a metering issue. Ice shows as a flat cold plate look. If you see ice, fix airflow first, then reassess charge. Read the condenser coil face. Scan the outdoor coil. Vertical hot bands and cool bands hint at blocked fins along those lanes. A hot top and cool bottom pattern can mean a weak fan or recirculating discharge air. Clear debris. Check shrouds and fan blades. Rescan for even heat rejection. Check ducts and boots for losses. Scan around supply boots and takeoffs in attics or crawl spaces. In cooling mode, a bright warm halo around a boot inside a hot attic means leakage from the attic into the duct or from the duct into the attic. Seal the joints. Rescan to confirm the halo is gone. Sort airflow versus charge with a simple fork. If the return to supply difference is low, and the coil face shows uneven cold stripes, suspect airflow first. Check filter, blower wheel, and static pressure. If static is high and airflow is low, fix airflow, then retest. If the return to supply difference is low, the coil face is evenly cool, and the suction line is warm with high superheat, suspect low charge or a starved metering device. If the return to supply difference is high, the liquid line is very hot, and the condenser face is hot and uneven, suspect poor outdoor airflow or an overfed system. Clean the coil and confirm fan operation. Tie thermal patterns to superheat and subcooling. Place temperature probes on the suction and liquid lines at the recommended spots. Read pressures if you are licensed. Calculate superheat and subcooling per the equipment chart. A fixed orifice system is judged by superheat against outdoor and indoor conditions. A valve-regulated system is judged by target subcooling on the nameplate. Match the thermal map to the numbers before you decide. Verify, tests, meter readings, pass or fail. Target is a steady return to supply difference in the expected band for the space and load, an even coil face pattern, a cool even suction line, and a warm steady liquid line. If you fix airflow and the numbers move into range, the thermal map should even out. If you add charge to a starved system per the chart, the suction line should cool and the coil face should smooth. Rescan after each change. Repeat the same span and distance so images compare cleanly. Common fails. 3 quick gotchas and fixes. Judging during short cycle. You scan in the first few minutes. Fix by letting the system run 10 minutes so the coil pattern settles. A reading shiny copper. You accept a false number off bare line. Fix by reading a taped matte spot on a safe section. Confusing solar load. You scan an exterior wall or attic surface heated by the sun and call it duct loss. Fix by matching the duct path to the plan and confirming with a pressure or smoke test. Document. What to photo or log for inspectors and warranty. Capture a wide shot of the air handler and a tight thermal of the evaporator coil face. Capture a wide shot of the condenser and a tight thermal of the condenser coil face. Add a thermal map of suction and liquid lines with tags. Take matching visible light photos. Log indoor and outdoor temperatures, return and supply temperatures, static pressure, blower and condenser fan amperage, superheat, subcooling, and any corrections made. Recap, 3 bullets the listener can repeat. A read air first. Return to supply difference sets the stage. Map suction and liquid lines, then confirm with superheat and subcooling. A fix airflow issues before you judge charge. Chapter 6, cold spots versus wet spots. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Tell insulation gaps from real moisture and prove it on site. Scope, where this applies and where it does not. Use this chapter for walls, ceilings, attics, and crawl spaces. You hunt insulation voids, thermal bridges, recessed light leaks, and air leaks. You screen for possible moisture, then you confirm with a moisture meter. This is not mold testing or structural diagnosis. Safety, PPE, lockout or tagout, hot surfaces, gases. Wear eye protection, gloves, and a dust mask in attics. Watch footing on joists. Beware nails, sharp edges, and loose wiring. Use ladders safely. If you run exhaust fans to make pressure, check fuel appliances for backdraft with a smoke source and a carbon monoxide alarm. Tools and materials, short list, exact sizes. Thermal camera with manual span. Pin or pinless moisture meter. Hygrometer for indoor and outdoor air. Smoke pencil or incense for air leaks. Painter's tape and marker. Black electrical tape squares to mark targets. Notebook for readings and weather notes. Setup. Quick checks before you start. Aim for a strong indoor to outdoor temperature difference. 15 degrees Fahrenheit or more gives clear images. Repeat, 15 degrees Fahrenheit or more. Best windows are early morning or late evening to avoid solar load. Note wind, sun on each wall, and recent rain. Choose one pallet and lock a manual span once you see the range. Steps numbered. Walk the exterior first. Circle the building. Note sunlit walls, shaded walls, downspouts, and splash zones. Mark wet ground or recent rain paths. These notes explain patterns later. Set the baseline inside. Read indoor air temperature and humidity with the hygrometer. Read one interior wall far from windows as your control. Take a thermal image and save it as baseline. Scan shaded walls before sunlit walls. Start on the cool side. Sweep slowly. Cold vertical studs are normal thermal bridges. Large cold patches that do not follow framing can be missing insulation or moisture. Check around windows and doors. Scan headers, sills, and corners. A thin cold line that follows trim is an air leak. A wide cold bloom that lingers below a sill can be moisture. Tag both for meter checks. Read ceilings under the attic. Scan around recessed lights and hatches. Bright warm rings in cooling season show attic air leaking down. In heating season, they show heat escaping up. Mark the worst spots. Use the smoke test on suspect joints. At baseboards, outlets, and trim, pass a smoke source. If smoke pulls in, you have an air leak. Confirm with a matching cold streak on the image. Confirm moisture, not guess. Use the moisture meter on the cold bloom and on a nearby dry area of the same material. Moisture is likely when the cold spot reads higher than the dry control by a clear margin for that meter and material. Note the numbers and the locations. Separate solar tricks from truth. If a wall was in sun, wait until evening and rescan. True moisture stays cool and stable. Solar patterns fade and change shape as the surface cools. Verify, tests, meter readings, pass or fail. Target is a repeatable image that lines up with building features, plus a moisture reading that agrees with the cold bloom. The pass for an air leak is a cold streak with a smoke pull. The pass for insulation work is a before and after image where the cold patch disappears. Moisture proof needs both the image and a meter reading higher than the matched dry control of the same material. Common fails. Three quick gotchas and fixes. Solar load confusion. You call a hot or cold patch on a sun wall a defect. Fix by scanning the shaded side first and rescanning after sunset. Meter mismatch. You compare drywall to wood. Fix by comparing the same material type in a known dry spot. A wind wash. Attic wind cools insulation at the eaves and looks like a void. Fix by checking baffles and rescanning on a calm day. Document. What to photo or log for inspectors and warranty. Capture a wide context shot of each wall or ceiling. Add a tight thermal of each defect with tags in frame. Take a matching visible light photo. Log indoor and outdoor temperatures, humidity, sun or shade status, wind notes, and time of day. Record moisture readings for the suspect spot and the dry control. Map locations on a simple floor sketch. Recap, three bullets the listener can repeat. Use a strong indoor to outdoor difference and scan shade first. Cold bloom plus high meter reading equals moisture. Cold line plus smoke pull equals air leak. Approve the fix with before and after images and matching notes. Chapter 7, Pictures That Win. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Turn clean images and numbers into a report that gets the fix approved. Scope, where this applies and where it does not. Use this chapter to standardize your images, notes, and follow-ups so another tech or an inspector can reach the same call. You build proof for electrical, mechanical, HVAC, and envelope scans. This is not a theory lesson or a new skin method. Safety, PP, lockout or tagout, hot surfaces, gases. Wear eye protection and gloves. Lockout and tagout before you touch covers or hardware. Treat gear as live until you prove zero with a meter. Keep ladders stable. Keep hands clear of fans and belts. Tools and materials, short list, exact sizes. Thermal camera with annotations and manual span. Phone or camera for visible light matches. Clamp meter, moisture meter, psychrometer, and manometer for confirmation as needed. Painter's tape and marker for tags. Job form or tablet with a simple template. Setup, quick checks before you start. Pick one pallet for the site and keep it. Lock a manual span once you see the range. Set emissivity per your earlier tape test. Note ambient temperature, distance, and any airflow. Decide file naming. Site underscore room underscore asset underscore view underscore date underscore time. Steps numbered. Frame the proof set. For each finding, capture three images. A wide context thermal, a tight thermal of the target, and a matching visible light photo from the same angle. Keep the same span across the set. Tag in the frame. Place painter's tape with a clear label near the target. Include the tag in all shots so repairs are easy to find later. Annotate the image. On the thermal, add short text. Location, component, emissivity, reflected temperature entry, ambient temperature distance. Keep lines short and readable. Record the numbers that matter. Write the target temperature and the comparison temperature from a similar neighbor. Calculate the difference and write delta equals with the value. Add amperage, airflow numbers, superheat or subcooling, or moisture readings if they apply. State pass or fail in plain words. Use one line, pass, even pattern low delta. Or fail, hot lug with modest load, tighten to spec and recheck. Avoid long stories. Pair image with a second tool. Confirm the call with a meter. Clamp current on a hot breaker. Take a moisture reading on a cold bloom and a dry control. Record return and supply air. Write the confirmation next to the image set. Build the timeline. After a repair, rescan under similar conditions. Keep the same span, distance, and angle. Save the after images under the same name with an added after tag. The delta should drop. If it does not, escalate. Package the report for action. Sort findings by risk and impact. Page 1. Summary table with asset, issue, delta, meter proof, action, and priority. Put the image sets behind it. End with a short schedule and a simple cost note when known. Verify, tests, meter readings, pass or fail. Your package is solid when a second tech can follow your notes, repeat the shots, and match the key readings within 2 degrees Fahrenheit on temperature and within 10% on amperage. Repeat, within 2 degrees Fahrenheit and within 10%. An inspector should be able to see the tag in the frame, the span in the caption, and the meter numbers alongside the image. Common fails, 3 quick gotchas and fixes. Auto span drift. Images look different day to day. Fix by locking span and writing it down. And no comparison, only absolute numbers are shown. Fix by adding a neighbor and recording the delta. Floating photos. Thermal has no visible light match. Fix by always taking the pair from the same angle. Document. What to photo or log for inspectors and warranty. Wide context thermal, tight thermal, visible light match, tag and frame, ambient temperature, emissivity, reflected temperature entry, distance, target and neighbor temperatures with delta, related meter readings, date and time, operator name, and camera model. Recap, 3 bullets the listener can repeat. Standardize palette and span. Show context and a tight shot. Write the delta and add meter proof next to the image. Rescan after the fix under the same conditions and file it with the first set.